It is now 8 to 8 o'clock. Well, we may have a new way to see if those fish oil supplements are the real deal. Scientists think that lasers could detect how much omega-3 is in the capsule without damaging it. Now, so far, the results have shown that they have as much as their labels claim, which is good news. That flies in the face of an Auckland University study which showed there was only two-thirds what the label said. Marine product scientist at Plant and Food Research, Dr. Daniel Killeen, is with me. Daniel, good morning to you.
Larry, how's it going?
How does this work, Daniel?
Well, essentially, the technique is called Raman spectroscopy. It's been known for about a century, but in the past 20 years, the technology has really come along, and we can get far more sensitive analysis now. So it basically works. You shine a laser in this application at an oil capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Some small portion of the photons, the light packages in that laser, undergo this thing called Raman scattering. And when we collect those back, we gather vibrational information, which essentially informs about the chemical composition inside the oil capsule.
How accurate do you believe it is?
Oh, it has the potential to be as accurate as the the standard and analytical methods, given enough time to produce strong models.
And what is the position with the omega-3? It deteriorates with age, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, it's very prone to oxidation. Oxygen is great because we breathe it and it lets us live, but it rusts metal, ages humans, and it unfortunately also oxidizes the omega-3 in fish oils. It's not something you can try to prevent oxidation by adding in antioxidants and basically storing them under nitrogen and keeping them in the fridge and out of light and whatnot, but they will oxidize over time.
But what about fish oil? Is it the real deal if you're taking the right stuff?
Absolutely. I mean, the vast majority of studies which have investigated omega-3 label claims have confirmed that the label claims are, you know, in and around what they've been claimed. And another thing that's important to, it's important to draw a distinction between omega-3 they're generally acknowledged. You consume them in your diet anyways when you're having fish and whatnot. So it's not like it's a pharmaceutical where, you know, 10 milligrams is efficacious and, you know, 20 milligrams could potentially kill you. This is something that you will consume as part of your general diet in any case.
Right. Do you get much in a capsule, though?
I mean, you get what, according to my analysis, you will get what is on the label, and that's also...
Yeah. Is that enough, though? They have an extract now, don't they, which is more powerful?
Well, there's extracts in which there's you increase the concentration of the... But, I mean, you can essentially take two of the lower the lower concentration ones, which would, you know, it's not so much about the concentration as the absolute amount. So, you know, if you take a couple of, say, capsules with lower concentrations, you can...
Right, and there's some stuff in the marketplace that actually mix omega-3 with other products. Is that good or bad in your view?
It's fine, as long as those other products. I mean, a big one recently is astaxanthin, which is this pink. It's a carotenoid. It gives krill and flamingos their color, and that is in itself. It's a natural antioxidant. Which can act as a sacrificial oxidant, so basically it prevents the omega-3s from being oxidized by becoming oxidized itself and slows down that oxidation process.
All right, interesting. Thank you, Daniel. That is Dr. Daniel Killeen, marine products scientist at Plant and Food Research.
Larry Williams.
Now, after 8 o'clock, we will have some sport with Andrew Saville and Ricky Swinnell. Joseph Parker's opponent for the WBO heavyweight title is wimped out. Although I wouldn't be telling him that into his face. It's a guy called Huey Fury. Has done a runner and pulled out of the fight. I see they're now citing he has suffered an injury to his lower back. Well, of course he has. We will discuss that and other sporting matters just after 8.